AP News. I'm Ed Donahue. Today is the first day of classes in Uvalde, Texas, since 19 students and two teachers were shot and killed at Robb Elementary School in May. Parent Michael Martinez tells the AP nothing is going to make him feel better.
I asked him like this, what are y'all going to do to protect them? But he answered it as like what they did in general, like the logs. We did the logs, we did that. He didn't answer me what I really asked him, like, how are you going to help them? How are you going to save my kid if something happens?
Robb Elementary is permanently closed and will eventually be torn down. More than 100 families in Uvalde signed up for virtual school. The water crisis continues in Jackson, Mississippi, but students were able to return to class for the first time in a week. There are assurances the toilets and sinks in the buildings will work finally. Chukwe Lumumba is the mayor of Jackson.
It is critical that we don't drop a mission accomplished banner just yet, because the condition is still as we've said it is, that it's not a matter of if these systems will fail again, but when these systems will fail again, if we don't have permanent fixes in place.
Jackson remains under a boil water advisory. The attorney general in Connecticut says electronic cigarette maker Juul Labs has agreed to pay about $440 million to settle a two-year investigation by 33 states into the marketing of its high nicotine vaping products. Police in Tennessee say they found the body of a Memphis woman abducted during a pre-dawn run, confirming fears Eliza Fletcher was killed after she was forced into an SUV Friday morning. A UN atomic watchdog agency is urging Russia and Ukraine to establish a nuclear safety and security protection zone around an embattled nuclear plant amid mounting fears the fighting could trigger a catastrophe in that country still scarred by the Chernobyl disaster. This is AP News. A new report says even with sanctions over the war in Ukraine, Russia is finding ready buyers for oil, gas, and coal.
The Helsinki-based Center for Research on Energy and Clean Air reports that overall export volumes of fossil fuels from Russia dropped by 18% since the invasion of Ukraine, but revenues have been rebounding due to surging prices. While Moscow has reduced flows of natural gas and Europe has managed to cut imports, Russia received about 158 billion euros in revenue for fossil fuels from February to August, with about half going to Europe and 22% to the single biggest importer, China. The center has warned against exaggerating the rise in imports to China and India, but their report today does find Russia has been sending significantly more coal and crude oil to Asia and Middle Eastern nations. The center suggests leveraging EU shipping capacity to press for a price cap on Russian oil. Jennifer King, Washington.
Georgia moved up to number 2 in the first AP college football poll of the regular season, passing Ohio State. Alabama is still number 1. I'm Ed Donahue, AP News.